Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir. Aren't you glad that Jesus never fails? I know every Bible Clubber listening loves to see their birthday come round. Parties and presents and ice cream and cake. But did you know that some people have two birthdays? Well, they do. One when they were born into their family, and one when they were born into God's family. Oh, you say you couldn't be good enough to be in God's family. Well, that's the truth, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But do you know that Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, paid the price for sin on the cross of Calvary, and you simply receive his payment for the sin as a free gift from God? You know, the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And just like you receive a birthday present, free, you can't work for it, you don't earn it, it's a gift, you receive eternal life free from the Lord Jesus Christ as a gift. You can't be good enough, you simply receive it. And now, here's the choir again. The day had been a dreary one for Jimmy, in more ways than one. The rain had come so steady and heavy all day, it was just miserable and cold to be out in the weather. And nobody, just nobody, wanted to take time and trouble to buy a paper in the rain. All day he'd walk the streets trying to sell his papers, but it was just no use. And now dark had come, and Jimmy was just ever so hungry. He hadn't had anything to eat since the night before, and he hadn't been able to sell his papers, and he didn't have any money, and he was cold and wet and so discouraged. And about that time, a taxi came around the corner and hit a puddle of water and just sprayed him and his papers good. Jimmy darted back to try to dodge and get out of the way, and his feet slipped, and he fell right smack in a puddle. Oh, no. Now his papers were ruined for sure. Now there was no hope of selling them, and he began to cry. He just didn't even care if he got up out of the puddle. And then a fine voice said to him, "Young man, can I help you?" Jimmy slowly turned his head, and there stood a fine, tall policeman. And he lifted the poor little boy up out of the mud and helped him gather up his papers, and he said, "Son, it's dark. Don't you think it's about time to go home?" "Well, I don't have a home, sir." "You don't have a home? Well, there's an old room in an empty house that I kind of stay in, but nobody knows I'm there, and I..." "Well, where are you going to eat supper?" "Well, I don't reckon I'm going to eat no supper tonight, sir." "Not going to eat any supper? Why, boy, any boy's hungry this time of night. I ain't got no money, sir." Now the policeman stood there with his hand on the boy's shoulder as if he were thinking very deeply. And then he said, "Say, how about you going with me? I know just the place for you tonight. Now, you go 2 blocks straight ahead, and then turn to the left and go a block and cross the street, and there's a big white house there on the corner. Now, you go right up to that door, knock good and strong, and when the man comes to the door, you say, 3:16. Now, do you know where to go?" Yes, sir, I know." "Now, what are you going to say when he opens the door?" John 3:16. "That's right. Now take off, boy, before it gets any later." Well, Jimmy could hardly believe his ears, and he didn't know just what to expect, but he was in quite a bad fix, so he just did what that policeman said do. He turned the corner, crossed the street, up the steps he went, and kind of timidly knocked on the door, not knowing what to expect. And soon the door opened, and there stood the finest-looking man, an older man with a shock of white hair on his head, and he smiled down at Jimmy, and he said, "Yes, can I help you?" Jimmy didn't know whether he could help him or not. He just blurted it out, John 3:16, sir, John 3:16. "Oh, well, bless your heart, boy, come right in." And he took him back into the dining room, and he said, "This is my wife, Emma, and she's got supper ready. I know a boy like you must be hungry." And he set Jimmy down to the biggest, finest supper he'd ever had, and he ate till he was filled up. And the man then took him upstairs, and he said, "Now, I know a boy like you surely needs a bath before he goes to bed. So here's a nice bathroom. You go in here and take you a good bath before you go to sleep. It'll make you sleep better." Well, Jimmy never seen a pretty bathroom like that. A big old white tub, and about a wagon load of towels, and some soap that made all kind of pretty bubbles. And boy, did Jimmy have a time slipperin' and sliding from one end of that tub to the other. And somehow he sure did get the dirt off, too. Oh, this was great. And then he dried off and he went to the room where the man said for him to stay. There was a big old soft bed with covers and pillows and white sheets. Wow!
And I tell you, when Jimmy got in that bed, he is asleep in no time. When he got up in the morning, he was laying there with the sun coming in the window, and he thought, John 3:16. I don't know what that means, but it sure does make a hungry boy satisfied. Then he thought, John 3:16. It sure does make a dirty fella clean. John 3:16. It sure does make a tired boy rested. And he got up and went downstairs, and they had the finest, nicest breakfast. And as he was eating away, he thought, John 3:16. I don't know what that means, but it sure does make a sad boy happy. Oh, this was a wonderful place to be. And then, when it was about time for him to leave and go back down to the newsstand and get the paper so he could work that day, the man said, "Now, Jimmy, it's been so nice to have you here today, but there's something I must tell you. You see, this is the John 3:16 house. You know, there was a fine man who had a good bit of money, and he was the Christian and knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. So he wanted his place to be used as a place where boys and girls like you and men and women who had trouble and needed help could find the Lord as their Savior. You know what John 3:16 is, Jimmy? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And, Jimmy, that means you. You see, Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Oh, yes, Jesus makes a hungry boy satisfied. He can make a dirty fellow clean. He can make a tired boy rested. And he can make a sad boy happy if you'll open up your heart and trust Jesus as your Savior, if you'll let him come in." Oh, Jimmy did that day. Jimmy received Christ as his Savior, and you can do it too. You can be satisfied, you can be cleansed, you can be rested and happy if you receive Jesus today as your Savior. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.